We finally come this morning to that last portion of the 29th chapter of Exodus. It's been, I think, 3 weeks since I scheduled it originally, but here we are finally coming to the end of this description of how the tabernacle would look and then how the priests also would look. The ceremonies that we've seen have dealt primarily with the first installation of Aaron as the high priest, but the priesthood in itself is established as Aaron is chosen to be the high priest. And now God gives a few commands regarding the future of the priesthood, how the succession would take place even after Aaron's sons had served and were gone. See, God not only cared for Israel's present situation, but he looked to the future as well. The leaders were to be physically chosen and provided for. The people were to bring offerings to share with the priests, and Aaron was to be succeeded generation by generation. What's also evident in these verses is the concept of holiness, and it's important to see that holiness is not inherent in created things. And holiness comes only by the command and the dictates of God. God alone is the source of holiness. The materials for the tabernacle, the clothing that the priests wore, even the priests themselves weren't naturally holy. They were just common things and ordinary people that had been set apart and consecrated by God. When we come to the New Testament, believers, the people of God, are called saints or holy ones. Literally, set apart ones. There are people just like you and me who, in our natural state, are common and profane. Well, we're sinners, but God does rather a work of grace in us, and everything changes. Those who are sinners by nature are made holy ones and saints. It's God's work, and to him belongs the glory and the honor. How is that accomplished? It's accomplished through the shedding of blood. Whether it was the sacrifices of the Old Testament or the sacrifice of our Savior giving his precious blood on Calvary's cross, sins are washed away. We are made God's people as we put our trust in Christ and in him alone for our salvation. Let me read for you Exodus chapter 29, beginning in verse 26 and reading through the end of the chapter. Hear now the word of the Lord. You shall take the breast of the ram of Aaron's ordination and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion. And you shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering that is waved and the thigh of the priest's portion that is contributed from the ram of the ordination, from what was Aaron's and his sons. It shall be for Aaron and his sons as a perpetual due from the people of Israel, for it is a contribution. It shall be a contribution from the people of Israel, from their peace offerings, their contribution to the Lord. The holy garments of Aaron shall be for his sons after him. They shall be anointed in them and ordained in them. The son who succeeds him as priest, who comes into the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place, shall wear them 7 days. You shall take the ram of ordination and boil its flesh in a holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket in the entrance of the tent of meeting. They shall eat these things with which atonement was made at their ordination and consecration. But an outsider shall not eat of them, because they are holy. And if any of the flesh for the ordination or of the bread remain until the morning, then you shall burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus you shall do to Aaron and his sons, according to all that I have commanded you. Through 7 days shall you ordain them, and every day you shall offer a bull as a sin offering for atonement. As you shall purify the altar, when you make atonement for it, and shall anoint it to consecrate it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar, and consecrate it, and the altar shall be most holy. Whoever touches the altar shall become holy. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 lambs, a year old, day by day, regularly. 1 lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. And with the first lamb, a tenth measure of fine flour mingled with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil and a fourth of a hin of wine for a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight and shall offer with it a grain offering and its drink offering as in the morning for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. It shall be a regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you to speak to you. The entrance of the tent. There I will meet with the people of Israel, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. I will consecrate the tent of meeting and the altar. Aaron also and his sons I will consecrate to serve me as priests. I will dwell among the people of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. God's purpose in saving us is to make us his people, to unite with us in fellowship, even as we worship and praise him, to provide for us, to guide us, and one day to bring us safely home into his presence. And for this, we rejoice.